I want to be silly. Okay, actually, dear diary, it's Thursday, August 26th, 2021. Now I get to be silly. I like chocolate mint. I don't like the chocolate mint bars that when you bite into the mint's all gooey and stuff. I want my chocolate and my mint mixed together. So that's nice all the way through. However, what I'm having trouble with right now is Lower Secord. They have two, well, maybe more, but two I know I enjoy, chocolate mint bars. And I can never remember which one I like more. Is it the one with the green mint on the outside or the chocolate on the outside with the mint mixed all through it? And I feel like I would love to get four or five bars of each and just work my way through to be able to tell what it is. But that is not going to happen. Period. Maybe for Christmas. We get chocolate mint bars there all year round. Period. Anyway, so yeah, today is a day of another heatness, hotness, warm weather. And up we get. Excuse me, yeah, you're in charge again. You get us breakfast. You made us toastal jam. Riley, you and I got all very sticky breakfast into us and marched our way out the door. Zan, you actually ran back upstairs for my hat for me. Thank you. And caught up with us on the path going up the hill where you dropped my hat, so I chased you. And then we got to the top of the hill, and Riley, I had to call you back as best as I was able because I couldn't catch my breath after running up the hill. I'd love to blame the heat, but it's probably my age and a basic out-of-shapeness. So, we get to the lake. I chat with the lifeguard. I call her Eliza several times. It wasn't Eliza. She told me that while you were having your lesson, Riley. But that's skipping ahead. So, let's see here. Zan, you get in, I get my stuff off, I get in with you and Riley. Riley, you and I swim around. Excuse me, your friends from your class play with you a bit. We find the jumping rock. You have fun. I take you around during class time. Zan, you swam across the lake really well. You did a really good job. I can certainly see where Isaac thinks you're ready for your level 9-10 badge. Then there was the... you came back, you went out with your second group. Actually, the 9-10s. And... after that, we did what? What did we do? Oh, yeah. While you guys were in your lessons, I tried my best to look at no person because I felt like today my anatomy was wanting me to look at people more in a way that might not be becoming for a parent of the beach to... ogle the lifeguards. And so I tried to look at like the water and stuff, or there were some pretty birds overhead kind of thing.
We will see how that goes.
All right, lesson over. Riley, your teacher told me I had the wrong name. Then, Riley, when it was time to go, you refused to leave the shower. Zan tried to pick you up and accidentally pushed you against the shower head. You have a scratch in the back of your neck. It stopped. I lifted you up. By the time we walked around the building to see if Isaac had a Band-Aid, you had stopped crying, it had stopped bleeding, and you had said it no longer hurt. Fine. But you did tell me that tomorrow is your last day of swimming lessons. So I thought we had this week and next week. So I'm a little put out right now about what to do next week. throwing me for a loop, I'll tell you, gentlemen. On the way home, I call Great Granddad's, leave a message asking if we can come over on the weekend. I called the Findlay Community Center asking when the new program schedules are up. They're up now. Remind me, Zan, tomorrow I should make you for homework look at those. Oh, my shoulder popped. That was unpleasant. Excuse me. All right. What else, guys? What else did I do today? Oh, yes. A duffel bag worth of laundry in 40-degree heat. Ugh. It's hot. Anyway, so, yeah. I had to load laundry up on random pieces of furniture, like mom's shelf, anywhere I could find a protuberance that'll hang it, things like that. I refuse to use the dryers. Period. Period, 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 period. Zan, your homework today was coloring and going over D&D stuff with your dad. I know you got frustrated at times because you didn't want to have to do homework, but I thought it'd be better than doing math. We'll start math on the weekend, I think. And I'll look into some stuff tonight, hopefully, before I fall asleep. For more D&D stuff, please call. Anyway, what else? So I called the school, Riley, for you. Asked him to let me know how to let you be a student of French immersion rather than the one across the street, which is way closer and easier, and your dad feels like he can get there if there's an emergency, but it's also really unhealthy and kind of scary for you to go to and not a good school. I mean, I don't hear the best of things from the French immersions, and it's far away, but you'll be getting a French education, and I hear better things than I do at our school. The bus drop would be down the road on the corner or across the street for picking up again. So it's not a great distance, period. Why do I keep saying, because I keep talking to my phone. The people at Acorn released an article, releasing information from a Facebook group of landlords. And the first thing they released was the do not rent list. And that got picked up by a local paper for an article. But it's not being picked up by a lot of mainstream, so I'm sharing it around on Facebook. And the landlords are fighting me, so I'm talking a lot into my phone with the periods and the commas and all that. Oh, I'm tired. And today's was the rental increase one, so I imagine they're going to pick up on that too. Anyway, so that is what I am doing that for. Oh, on the way home from the beach, we stopped by Sobeys, picked up some bananas, some sweets and treats, and lunch meat and bread. It cost $19.84, and I made a bad joke about the year, and the girl laughed, and she didn't laugh with me, she laughed at me. She laughed because your dad is old, and I know that, and I'm okay with it. I like being old. Okay, that brings us back home. You guys play video games. Lots of video games. You help me out around the house. You do your homework. Riley, when mom got off work, she came by and picked you up and took you to IKEA with her and Gateway, which was great because I was so covered in sweat at some points. My cheeks stung. Same as yesterday. And so that is... I swear that's because my body is working so hard to cool that it's forcing sweat out faster than the pores of my skin are able to handle. So I don't know what to say next. Something about sleep. Wow, I'm tired. I got a shower tonight, guys. I couldn't go without a shower. I smelled so bad. And Riley, you wanted me to lie down with you. So I did. And then you said, well, I need a blanket. I said, no, it's too hot. I can't be in here with you on the blanket on top of us. And you said, fine, I'll get some cuddles. And you leaned against me, and I'm so hot and sweaty, and you're a little heat little packet, and you shove your face into my stinky underarm. But at that point, I hadn't showered this at all today. Well, that's not true. I showered after the lake in the swimming area. But since then, I had walked home, or gotten groceries, walked home with said groceries, and taking care of you boys all day, as well as doing the laundry up and down the stairs. I smelled, guys, and you shouldn't have done that, Riley. Oh, your poor face, I swear it's going to rot off before tomorrow, but you were too tired for me to get you up. Yeah, Zan, you are in bedish. Your mother is annoying, because I love her so much. Still, she's annoying. But she says we need to kind of get a food budget, so that we don't spend as much money on food. The problem is the price of food is going up, and I've got no money coming in, and so now we're trying to budget, and I've got to try to figure this out, guys. There's got to be something I can do. Yeah, we could cut back on your activities, except we pay like $50, not even a third of our food budget on your activities for 6 to 8 weeks, Zan. Riley, we pay less than we pay on Zan. I don't know. Yeah. Well, that's not quite true. Well, it's true about Zan. But $50 is not true, because karate this time was going to be more expensive. You need a new gi and everything. And it's not covered by any of the other activity stuff, because it's non-contact, non-competition. I love your karate teacher, Zan. He's awesome. I mean, no contact karate is excellent for you. Anyway, I'm going to go to sleep, guys, before I ramble more on the effort to just keep talking with you. I love you. I don't want to let you go, ever. I love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my babies you'll be.